At the school board meeting Wednesday night, a trade was made.
I'd like to ask if any one of you has a $10 bill that you're willing to give to me. Superintendent Boyle.
I have a $10 bill.
Would you please?
That was Borough Manager Dan Bockhorst. Superintendent Robert Boyle pulled a bill out of his pocket.
Thank you. I'd like to exchange with you. I'd like to give you $8.40. Okay, thank you.
That's the deal?
Yes. We,
okay.
$10 for $8.40? Bockhorst said that's the kind of trade the Ketchikan Gateway Borough makes with the state of Alaska year after year, but at a scale 2.6 million times greater. Because of Ketchikan's borough status, taxpayers are required to fund a portion of the public education system here. The borough argues in its suit that the state is shirking its responsibility to fund basic educational need. Bockhorst held a red block in his hand that represented the money Ketchikan pays each year for basic educational need.
Ketchikan taxpayers have been forced, and this is not a misstatement, they've been forced to pay $100 million in the last 22 years to backfill the state's underfunding of basic need.
Bockhorst says he hopes other boroughs in Alaska will support Ketchikan in the suit. So far, State Representative Tammy Wilson from Fairbanks is the only legislator who has expressed public support. She filed a bill to repeal the local contribution. After Bockhorst's presentation, the school board moved on to discuss the school district's fiscal year 2015 budget. One line in the budget board members said would be much discussed going forward is a proposed reduction in the preschool program staff from 8 teachers to 5. There could also be cuts to the music program staff, Superintendent Boyle said, but the budget is very preliminary.
Every month the budget picture gets better. This is usually the darkest time, and I'm excited that we're this far along positively at this point. I'm not saying this is a good budget yet. I'm just saying that it feels better than what we have typically been.
Board member Colleen Scanlon said she is not in favor of the preschool cuts.
What I've been told and heard about the preschool restructure right now, I'm not in support of that, and I'm going to want to talk about that a lot more.
On the proposed school year calendar for next year, a whole 5-day vacation is scheduled for Thanksgiving break instead of the usual 3 days. School District HR Director Rick Rafter asked board members if they were interested in looking at a potential 4-day school week for the middle and high schools, and members said they would like to learn more about the possibility. Several requests were quickly approved at the meeting. The computer lab at Ketchikan High School will have new iMacs to replace the 6-year-old computers there. A student safety committee, which was the idea of board member Trevor Shaw, was approved. The board approved a leave of absence for teacher Dan Ortiz, who is running for political office, and the policy to boost favor for local bids was adopted. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.